Space by James Harrison. Published by Macmillan Education, a division of Macmillan Publishers Limited, 2012. What is space? When you are outside on a clear night, look up at the sky. You are staring into space. You can see hundreds of sparkling stars. Looking at the stars at night is the best way to understand how big and far away space is. Scientists called astronomers also look into space. They use powerful telescopes to learn more about space and the universe. We use the word universe to mean everything that exists, from our planet Earth to the furthest parts of space.
Earth from space. We know what Earth looks like from space. For 50 years, satellites have taken photos of Earth. It looks like a blue ball with green and brown land, covered by moving white clouds.
Where does space start? We are surrounded by a layer of air called the atmosphere. Imagine the Earth is an orange. The atmosphere is like the peel wrapped around the orange. There is no exact place where the atmosphere ends and space begins, but it is about 100 kilometres above us, in the top part of the atmosphere. Our planet Earth. The Earth is a planet in the solar system. It is the only planet in our solar system where there is life. There is oxygen in the Earth's atmosphere, and there is water on the surface of the Earth. We need both oxygen and water to survive. In fact, the Earth should really be called water, because the oceans and seas cover two-thirds of the surface. That is why the Earth looks mainly blue from space. The inside of our planet is very different from the outside. Inside it is so hot that rock melts.
How did the Earth begin? Scientists think the Earth formed as a ball of hot, liquid rock 4,600 million years ago. After millions more years, it had cooled down enough for solid rock to form the crust. This is the outer part where we live.
Inside the Earth. Land and sea are on the surface. The centre is very hot. The inside is rocky. The Earth's atmosphere protects us from the harmful rays of the sun and stops the Earth from becoming too hot or too cold. We are just the right distance away from the sun for life to exist. A satellite photograph showing the Earth with deep blue oceans, white clouds, and green-brown land masses. Night and day. The Earth goes around the sun along a pathway called an orbit. It takes 1 year, 365 days, to complete an orbit. While the Earth moves along this path, it also spins round, like a spinning top, on an imaginary stick. The stick joins the north and south poles and is called the axis. Earth's axis. It is day on the side of the Earth that faces the sun. It is night on the side of the Earth that faces away from the sun.
Earth's orbit. The shape of the Earth's orbit around the sun is not a perfect circle. It is called an ellipse.
The Earth spins round on its axis once every 24 hours. The spinning gives us day, when one side faces the sun, and night, when the same side faces away from the sun. In the morning, it looks as if the sun is rising above the horizon, but really, it is the Earth that is moving. The moon. Our moon moves around the Earth. Like the Earth, the moon is made of rock, but it has no air, no water, and no life. It looks big because it is so close to us, but it is only a quarter of the size of the Earth. The moon is covered with craters, saucer-like dents up to 2,000 kilometers across. They were made by meteorites that crashed into the moon billions of years ago. The moon also has human footprints and tire tracks. Man landed on the moon in 1969. It is the only place in the solar system we have visited. The marks will be there for millions of years because there is no wind or weather to change the surface. The moon does not give out light of its own. The light we see is a reflection of some of the sunshine that falls on it. There are thousands of craters on the surface of the moon. The moon orbits the Earth while they travel together around the sun.
Phases of the moon. As the moon orbits the Earth, part or all of the side facing the Earth is lit by the sun. It looks as though the moon changes shape from night to night. The moon takes 28 days to orbit the Earth, which is a lunar month.
Mars, the red planet. If you see a red object that looks like a star in the night sky, it is probably the planet Mars. It is called the red planet because the surface of dust and rocks looks red. Mars is named after Mars, the Roman god of war. The biggest volcano in the solar system is on Mars. It is called Olympus Mons. Mars is a ball of rock with deserts, valleys, high mountains and volcanoes. It also has seasons like Earth. A year on Mars is nearly twice as long as an Earth year. But a day on Mars is about the same length as a day on Earth. The temperature on Mars is much colder than it is on Earth.
Exploring Mars. Lots of unmanned space probes and space rovers have visited Mars and sent back pictures. But no human being has set foot on the planet yet. At the moment, it would take about 9 months to take a trip to Mars and another 9 months to come back again. A space rover on Mars.
The giant planets. Four of the planets in our solar system look like giant balls of gas from Earth. When we look at Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune, we see the tops of their thick atmospheres. Deep inside, all the planets have a rocky core. Jupiter is the biggest planet in our solar system. It is much bigger than Earth. It spins around so fast that it makes coloured bands of clouds. One of these is a giant cloud called the Great Red Spot. This is a massive moving storm, which is more than 300 years old. All the giant planets have rings around them, and Saturn's rings are the most extensive. Saturn's rings are made of ice, rock, and dust. Uranus and Neptune are smaller than Jupiter. However, both these planets are about 4 times bigger than Earth. Jupiter. The surface of Jupiter always changes. Great Red Spot. Saturn. Saturn has 62 named moons orbiting around it, but more are being discovered. Uranus. Uranus was the first planet to be discovered with a telescope. Neptune. Neptune is the furthest planet from the Sun. The Sun. On planet Earth, we think the Sun is special. In fact, the Sun is just an ordinary star, no bigger or shinier than others you see on a starry night. It looks bigger because it is closer than other stars, 150 million kilometers away. The Sun is our local star. This huge fireball gives us all our light and warmth. There is life on Earth because of the Sun.
How big? You could fit 109 Earths side by side across the width of the Sun.
Huge clouds of gas flare up from the surface of the Sun. The Sun. The temperature at the surface of the Sun is about 5,500 degrees Celsius. The Sun looks like a ball of fire. Some huge flares of gas jump up so far that they escape completely. The temperatures are so high that at its core, center, the Sun makes nuclear energy, and this makes it shine. All living things depend on the Sun's energy. The solar system. Planet Earth constantly moves around the Sun, along with other planets and smaller objects, including moons, comets, and asteroids. The Sun and everything travelling around it make up the solar system. The word solar means to do with the Sun. All these objects travel together in orbits around the Sun because of the pull of the Sun's gravity. The further away a planet is from the Sun, the longer it takes to orbit it. Mercury is the nearest planet, and it takes 88 days to orbit the Sun. Earth takes 365 days. And Neptune takes more than 60,000 days. The solar system is so big that it takes 8 minutes for the Sun's light to reach Earth. The spaces between the planets are huge. Imagine you are holding a football. If the Sun was the size of the football, Earth would be only half the size of a pea and nearly 25 metres away.
From biggest to smallest. The planets Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus and Neptune are much bigger than Earth. Venus, Mars and Mercury are smaller than Earth.
Our home galaxy. Our planet Earth is important to us. But it is just a little planet going around the Sun. The Sun is just one of a big group of stars called a galaxy. Our galaxy contains billions of stars and is called the Milky Way. If you could travel out into space and look back, you would see that our galaxy is shaped like a flat circle with a lump in the middle. Our solar system is well away from the centre. Earth and our solar system are a tiny part of the spiral galaxy called the Milky Way. All the stars we see at night are in the Milky Way. Looking out from Earth, the Milky Way circles the whole sky, so wherever you are, you can see it. Try looking for it on a very dark, clear night. If you have a telescope or binoculars, you will see lots of stars.
Galaxy shapes. Galaxies have different shapes. Some have spiral arms coming out of a circle. Some have spiral arms around a bar shape. Some are elliptical, egg-shaped, and a few are irregular, uneven shapes.
The universe. Universe is a word we use to describe everything that exists. This means everything we can see around us, and also everything above us in the sky. Our moon, our sun, and our solar system. Beyond that lies our galaxy, the Milky Way. Even further out are many more distant galaxies.
The Big Bang. Scientists know that our universe is growing and cooling at the same time. They think that the universe began as an explosion called the Big Bang. The Big Bang created the stars and planets millions of years ago, but the universe is still getting bigger.
The universe is made up of three basic things. There is ordinary matter, which makes the planets, stars, and galaxies, and other things we can see or measure. There is dark matter, a mysterious invisible thing found between the stars and galaxies. And there is dark energy, another invisible ingredient that scientists still do not understand. This dark cloud of dust and gas is called the Horsehead Nebula. Can you see why? This is the Andromeda Galaxy. It is the nearest large galaxy to the Milky Way. The sky at night. When you look up at the stars on a dark, clear night, they sparkle in the sky. This is because we look up through air that constantly moves around. So the starlight moves and the stars seem to sparkle. If you could see a star from a spacecraft, it would shine steadily. From ancient times, people have looked at the stars and grouped them into shapes and patterns called constellations. The shapes were often based on old stories about people or animals, such as a bull or crab. Ancient Greek, Arab, and Chinese astronomers all gave names to the groups of stars. These stars were painted in a tomb in ancient Egypt thousands of years ago. This picture shows astronomers looking at the sky hundreds of years ago. This constellation is Pegasus. Pegasus was a winged horse in ancient Greek mythology. What is a star? A star is an enormous spinning ball of hot, bright gases. The changing gases produce a lot of energy. Scientists call this nuclear energy, and this is what makes stars shine. A star starts as a ball of gas and dust, which is pulled together strongly by gravity. The gas and dust get warmer and more squashed. The gas gets so hot that it starts to make nuclear energy. Then a star is born. Stars are different colours because some are hotter than others. Cooler stars look red and hotter stars look white. The life of a star. Stars begin life in a huge spinning cloud of gas and dust. A part of the cloud comes together to make a star. Billions of years later, towards the end of their lives, stars like our Sun become 100 times bigger. When it has used up all the gas inside it, a star gets smaller. Most stars then cool down and die. Our Sun is a middle-aged star. It is a yellow star. In about 5 billion years, it will run out of gas and start to cool down.
Changing colours. When we heat a piece of metal, the colours change. The metal glows red hot. Then it becomes brighter and more yellow until it is white hot. Stars shine in the same way, depending on how hot they are.
Meteors. You can see many other objects in space on a clear night. If you see a light flying across the night sky, it is a shooting star. But it is not really a star. It is a meteor. A meteor is a light made by a tiny piece of space rock or dust speeding through the Earth's atmosphere. These tiny pieces of space rock burn up in the Earth's atmosphere, but some bigger ones get through and hit land or water really hard. These lumps of rock are meteorites. Some are big enough to make craters, like the craters on the Moon. The most famous crater on Earth is in Arizona in the USA. It was made more than 50,000 years ago and measures more than 1 kilometre across. Barringer Crater in Arizona, USA. This piece of meteorite weighs 37 grams and was travelling at 72 kilometres per second when it hit the ground in Arizona.
Meteor showers. As the Earth travels round the Sun, it sometimes goes through lots of meteors. When this happens, we see meteor showers. These are amazing groups of shooting stars. Meteors in the sky.
Comets. Comets are big lumps of snow and dust. There are millions of comets far out in space beyond the planets. Occasionally, one travels towards the Sun. As it gets closer, it starts to melt and turn into gas. Bits of dust break off the comet, and the gas and dust form a huge head and tails. A comet has two tails, one of gas and another of dust. The tails can be millions of kilometres long and they always point away from the Sun. This comet, Hale-Bopp, was last visible in 1997. You can see its two tails.
Halley's Comet. The Sun pulls some comets towards it. Then they disappear into space. Others go around the Sun in long oval orbits. The most famous is Halley's Comet, which we can see from Earth every 75 to 76 years. The last time it passed was in 1986, and the next time will be in 2061. Halley's Comet appears in the Bayer Tapestry, which tells the story of the Battle of Hastings in 1066.
Halley's Comet was named after Edmund Halley. He saw it in 1682 and was the first person to realise that it was a regular visitor. Chinese astronomers had seen it 2,000 years before that. Studying space. Astronomy is the study of objects in space. Astronomers have studied the stars and estimated sizes and distances in space since ancient times. During the 1500s, an astronomer named Copernicus showed that the Sun was in the centre of the solar system, with the planets orbiting around it. Before this time, people believed that the Earth was in the centre of the solar system. This diagram shows the astronomer Copernicus's idea that the Sun is in the centre of the solar system.
Studying space. Telescopes use lenses or mirrors to gather and focus the light from faraway objects. This makes it easier to study outer space in detail.
In the early 1600s, Galileo became the first person to use a telescope to look at the Sun, Moon, and planets. His telescopes showed him the Moon's craters and mountains, as well as spots on the Sun's surface, four moons around Jupiter, and many more stars. Galileo's telescopes made a huge difference to astronomy. Radio telescopes have large metal dishes. Sometimes they are grouped together to gather more signals from space. Space probes. We send space probes into space to explore our solar system. There are no people in a space probe. They carry powerful cameras instead to record what they see. About 40 space probes have flown near or landed on Mars. They do not always send back information. Some probes have crashed or have lost contact with Earth. Other space probes have orbited the Sun's poles, flown past comets, or landed on an asteroid. In April 1990, the Hubble Space Telescope started to orbit Earth, 800 kilometres above us. Pioneer 10 was the first space probe to fly close to Jupiter. In 2003, after 30 years of flying, it sent back its final signal. It continues its long journey in silence as it flies towards a red star called Aldebaran. Space telescopes study space from above our atmosphere and send back beautifully clear photos, as well as X-ray, ultraviolet, and infrared pictures. In 2004, the space probe Cassini reached Saturn and sent back photographs of the planet's rings. This photo of Saturn and its rings was taken by Cassini. The rings around Saturn are made of ice, rock, and dust. The race for space. The space age began in 1957 when Russia launched the first satellite, Sputnik 1. It orbited Earth for 98 minutes. It was the size of a beach ball and made of light metal with four antennae. A month later, Sputnik 2 carried the first dog to orbit Earth. The dog was called Laika, meaning barker in Russian. In 1961, the Russian spacecraft Vostok 1 carried Yuri Gagarin into orbit. He was the first man in space and spent 108 minutes there. Laika inside a model of her space cabin. The Americans launched their space program with the Mercury space missions, and later the Gemini and Apollo missions. 1 month after Yuri Gagarin's trip, Alan Shepard became the first American in space. Today, people from many other countries, including China and Japan, have gone into space. Several countries work together on the International Space Station, the biggest structure ever built in space. Alan Shepard blasts off in 1961.
Space firsts. First satellite in space. Sputnik 1, the 4th of October 1957. First animal to orbit Earth. Laika on Sputnik 2, the 3rd of November 1957. First man in space. Russian Yuri Gagarin, Vostok 1, the 12th of April 1961. First woman in space. Russian Valentina Tereshkova, Vostok 6, the 16th of June 1963. First walk in space unattached to craft. American Bruce McCandless, Challenger, the 7th of February 1984. Valentina Tereshkova.
Man on the Moon. At 2:56 in the morning on the 21st of July 1969, astronaut Neil Armstrong said, "That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind." He was the first human being to step onto the surface of the moon. The astronaut Buzz Aldrin also walked on the moon with Armstrong. They landed on the moon in a lunar module called Apollo 2. Together they took photographs, set up television cameras, planted a flag, and collected moon rocks. More than 600 million people watched them on television. The astronauts walked and hopped over the surface. On the moon, a person can jump 6 times as high as on the Earth because the moon's gravity is weaker. When the astronauts took off their helmets later, they described a strong smell. It was the moon dust on their boots. Every step the astronauts took threw up fine dust.
Apollo missions. 12 American astronauts landed on the moon from 1969 to 1972 in 6 Apollo missions. They spent 80 hours taking photographs, collecting samples, and driving a moon car called a lunar rover. No one has been on the moon since 1972.
Space Shuttle. America's space shuttle was the first space plane. It had 2 parts, the orbiter and the booster rockets. It flew into space many times. The orbiter was the size of a normal aeroplane, with a flight cabin at the front and behind this an area for eating, sleeping and working. In another section, it could carry space probes, telescopes, repair equipment, and parts to build space stations. The space shuttle lifted off from Earth like a rocket, and the orbiter returned like a glider plane. Two booster rockets helped to blast the orbiter into space. Then they fell away into the sea and were found by ships. The only part not reused was the fuel tank, which was discarded once the fuel was used up. The orbiter operated as a spacecraft in orbit around the Earth until it re-entered the atmosphere and landed on a runway like a plane. A large parachute opened on landing to act as a brake.
The need for speed. To reach space, we have to escape from the pull of gravity, the force which holds us down on Earth. The space shuttle reached a speed of more than 28,000 kilometres per hour to get into orbit.
How to be an astronaut. Thousands of people apply to be an astronaut. If they get the job, they have to train very hard for at least a year before they can go on a space flight. All sorts of men and women become astronauts. Many have studied science subjects at school and college. Space agencies look for doctors, biologists, geologists, engineers, and people who have worked in the armed forces, especially pilots. To become an astronaut, you need to learn a lot about spaceflight and spacecraft. Astronauts also need to be very fit. They train in machines called simulators. These machines show astronauts what it feels like to be in space and how to work in big spacesuits. All the parts of a spacesuit lock together, so that the air inside cannot escape. An astronaut puts on her spacesuit and backpack. Japanese astronauts on a space flight. Space stations. A space station is a home in space. Astronauts live, work and sleep in the station. Astronauts don't wear spacesuits inside the space station. The cabins hold air to breathe. The biggest problem is weightlessness. This means that everything floats, including the astronauts. They strap themselves down to sleep and strap their food to their eating trays. The International Space Station, ISS, is so large that we can see it at night from Earth. Different crews have lived on board for more than 10 years. People can live on the ISS for many months at a time. Supplies and different crews come aboard in a spacecraft that lands next to the station. Flight engineers on the ISS make lunch. A floating astronaut tries to catch his pen. Another astronaut straps himself down to sleep. Two others float and spin.
Going to the toilet in space. Astronauts use a special toilet that stops liquid and solid waste floating away. A fan sucks everything into the toilet.